You're listening to Roundtable. Learning a foreign language opens us up to new experiences, work opportunities, and allows us to meet people who may never have otherwise. More than that, research has shown learning a new language can also physically change the brain structure, adjust perception, or even change your moral decisions. That's at least three very interesting areas that we want to cover. So first of all, guys, what happens to your brain when you learn a new language?
Well, learning a new language changes both the structure and function of your brain network, regardless of whether you're 4 or 84. So it's never too late to enlarge your brain, I guess. And according to scientists, actually learning a new language will change the structure of your brain and make the network that pulls it all together more efficient. And the more you exercise specific areas in the brain, the stronger and more connected those areas will become. And they actually did a scientific experiment on people's brain, and they put people in different groups, make them learn a language or learn other things, and they find out that specific part of their brain actually enlarged, like physically enlarged.
Yeah, you know, there's other benefits too. Like there's this kind of study that basically, let's take Japanese, for example. They have far more words to describe the color blue, and as a result, are generally able to see more shades of blue, whereas an English speaker cannot. So there's this kind of language allows you to notice things if you give that name a title, right? So otherwise, that would not be noticed. So there's an appreciation that comes for maybe different things in life when you learn a language that has learned to appreciate those things. So that's really cool. Also, you know, As New Hongland had said, you know, a 2012 Swiss study observed that, you know, when you do this, you make more connections, okay? So imagine more connections, more flow of information in the logic part of your brain. So you're also going to be less inclined to follow your emotions. You'll be emotionally strong thinking with the logic part of your brain a lot because there's more connections over there. Now, I think that's a great thing. You know, especially in making decisions, because, you know, you shouldn't always just make decisions based off emotion. But I do think emotion's there for a reason as well.
Yeah, I totally agree. Because when you're using a second language, some scientists say this is, well, let's talk about the reason a little bit later. But if you're using a second language instead of your mother tongue, actually you make different decisions. You think more logically, more towards the end where it is it benefit the larger, the bigger great, the, well, bigger great, is that the expression?
Greater good.
Greater good. Yeah. Thank you. So if you need to kill one people to save 200 and you're using a second language, it's more likely for people to kill the one to save the 200, where when you're using your first language, you feel a moral uncomfort in your heart because you're killing one. So that is, some scientists say it's because when you're learning your first language, you're in a more cozy and happy family environment where it's hard. It's largely related to family and emotion and childhood happiness. But when you're learning a second language, it's more often happen in the classroom, which is more logical, and you're studying instead of experiencing it.
Well, I'd like to think that both, you know, logic, but logic learns to meld with the emotions. So in this scenario of one of the 200, one or the 200, you can find a different way to maybe not
kill the one.
Well, not sacrifice, because what if it wasn't one? What if it was 50?
Yeah, it's,
you know,
possible.
Bigger numbers, when you're looking at those people, there's a reason. That's called humanity. We can't just all be logic, right? So I think that's also something very important. We can't forget our emotions, because that allow us to care.
Yeah, and one more thing I wanted to say here is that this discovery is actually very useful and interesting, because our globalized world, sometimes you're attending a convention or a meeting, but you're not using your first language. Let's say if Chinese and English are the are the language of this meeting, and a lot of people understand Chinese as a second language, but actually they're making a decision different from if they get the information from their first language. So I think that is also why socialists take that into consideration when they're conducting these kind of experiments.
Yeah, that's very interesting. And also, I do hold a grain of salt towards these kind of studies, I wonder how big of a moral impact will speaking the second language have on people. I understand that if you're speaking in a second language, immediately you feel a bigger distance from your emotional core, because with the second language, usually you're not as fluent. You can't use it as freely as your mother tongue, which you probably don't even need to think about it. But with using the second language, you'll need to think about syntax, semantics, pragmatics, all those linguistic barriers that you need to devote your brain power to. And through that process, I think a lot of the intimate twists and turns of the language usage will be sacrificed. And also, you're looking at this in a far more logical way. So I can understand why some people, like myself, cannot swear in my mother tongue Chinese, but using such language in English isn't really as big a problem for me.
I'm going to take a different, we these this research comes out, but it's always framed. Remember, it's framed. It's not looking at a big picture, but one part of a small picture, how a guy wanted to look at it. But what about this? When you understand someone else's language, then maybe they become more your brother, more close to you, and it's more easy for you to relate. So then actually you care more. Whereas it's much easier to just hear someone talking and you not understand them and be like, they're not like me. But when once you start to realize, oh, we all have a word for hello and love and these kind of things, then you're like, well, we're the same. And that's where logic and I think emotion comes to play. But regardless, this kind of thing is a good way to kind of exercise your brain. Not all improvements, when you're lifting, are just something you see physically. So remember, I know seeing is believing, but challenge your brain. And what a better way to challenge your brain than learning a new language? But I would also make the argument there's other ways to challenge it too. And if language isn't your cup of tea, I mean, gosh, I think music is a language. Playing an instrument could be something like that. Learning a science and how it melds with reality. These kind of people have chased that knowledge and have given us technology and medical care that has saved lives. So there's a lot of ways to exercise that brain, but this is definitely one of the best.
This is very good. And also, Nyuhunli, I'd like to ask you one question regarding changing perspective. How does learning a different language change your perspective?
Well, apparently, like Ryan has said earlier, that if you understand the language, you will be more client to the culture of that language. And for people who are learning a new language, be confident, because I've seen a lot of students,
Well said.
well, a lot of listeners' comments on this topic, saying that they don't understand why personality affect this. But if you're owning it, you're owning the language even from the very start you started to learn it, it will be easier for you to grasp it. And it's like when you're drunk or you're in your dreams, you're speaking English all of a sudden. It's because you're more free-spirited in that condition. And having that and owning the language will help you study.
We call sometimes alcohol in the West liquid courage, because you just kind of just learn to put what everybody else thinks or whatever to the side, and you just pursue whatever you want to do at the time. Not always a good thing, but maybe for learning a language, definitely I will agree with Nuhong Lin. If I've had a couple drinks, I think my Chinese just gets better. I just don't care how ridiculous I sound. So have that kind of confidence without, something like the liquid courage. And then, yeah, for sure, I think your master of the language will become full circle.
Yes, and what do you say? Ridiculous never, Ryan. I think when you talk in Chinese, it's actually better than what you say it is. And
Well,
yes,
thank you.
you're
Thank you so
welcome.
much.
You're welcome.
Xie xie.
That's very, very good.
Yeah.
And also, yes, learning a different language will make it possible for you to read the literature,
Get
to,
jobs?
yes, and understand the world in
Yes,
that
yes.
language. So that could be mentally an enriching experience and also broadening your job opportunities, maybe. That's it for today. Bye-bye, everybody.